down into the vault with one of their people and would fill out pay envelopes for these heavy equipment operators, and they made a lot of money between overtime and I think, what did they call it? Because they'd have to get there early to grease the equipment, service equipment, and then they'd have to do something again when they left. So, I mean, these $411 a week, these were big paychecks. And, you know, be the exact change in cash to the penny, counting it all out, putting it in envelopes, lining it up in a shoebox, and I would put it on the seat of the Ford and drive it around to these construction sites and just pay these guys cash money.
And you did?
I mean, $30,000-$40,000.
How old were you?
Well, if you had that car, you were 18.
17, 18, maybe.
Yeah, you were probably 18. Now.
So, and this was for the McDonald company?
Yeah, summer job.
Wow, and they trusted you.
Evidently.
Wow. So, and obviously your dad recommended you for
that. And I remember, my dad was dead by that time, long dead.
But the connection was still there, I'm sure.
Yeah. I remember that car burned so much oil that the people at the construction sites would give me cans of oil that they used for the diesel tractors. I'd put it in the engine and the damn thing would smoke like crazy.
Oh no.
Oh, and dear. How much did you get paid an hour?
I have no recollection. Naval Air Station, Rhode Island, Republic Aircraft.